You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome, welcome back. Here we go. I wish I had a song to sing right now, like, you know. I don't even know a song, you know. Hair. I'll get sued for that one, too. Yeah, I don't even know. Long, beautiful hair. Long, beautiful hair. It's like, I don't know. Switch it up. Anyway. So, today we are going to talk about sleep. Sounds like a very weird topic. But managing our time as entrepreneurs can really take a toll on ourselves. Like, if we don't get, you know, I'm absolutely the worst on this one. So, like, this is like, I'm gonna be your father right now. Do as I say, not as I do. Like, legit. Like, I get 4 hours. I pop my pills. You all know I take my Xanax Ambien. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that is an unsponsored plug, which I think I should get some kickback now. So yeah, like, you need to, they say, 8 hours sleep. Good luck. I've been, like, following some other entrepreneurs and some guys who are, like, bigwigs in the industry, and yada-da-da. They're waking up at, like, 4 a.m. They're like, I wake up before the sun, and I'm going to go work out, and then I'm going to go eat my yogurt, and then I'm going to go steam for an hour, and then I'm going to go on my yacht. I'm like, ooh, ciao. 4 a.m. is normally when we're starting on work. So, yeah, getting your sleep can really help you. I mean, I know I've had a little bit of luxury the past couple weeks where I've been able to, you know, stay up a little later, wake up a little later, do my podcast a little later. So you really get the true version of myself. So you just totally need to schedule. I know time blocking, it's a big thing. You know, if you have a huge project coming up, you need to literally have a plan intact. If you don't have a plan, why are you doing it? What are you going to do? Just tread water? Boop. Not me. Not I. You really need to know your end destination. Hey, even for wig making, you're not going to start a wig without knowing how it's going to be, right? I know you can color it, you can cut it, you can do all this crap to it. But isn't it better when you know it's going to be a blonde with a right hand, a parting on the right side? It'll just make life easier. And back to my old adage, kissed. Keep it simple, stupid. Right? I'm probably going to get sued for that too. So, like, really, take some time. Like, take a good, I don't know, 2-3 hours in your day, you know, once a week, to, like, really come down with your, like, this is what I'm doing here. Block out your schedule. I mean, to the T, like, from reading, from books, to work that you have to get done, like, prioritize and get things in order, and sleep. Jiminy crickets. Block out your sleep. If you need 8 hours, block it off. If you know your schedule's going to be crazy, add in some pad time for a little nap here and there. Never hurt anyone, right? If you know you have an hour call, and you know it'd be like, ooh, it's never going to be an hour. So then you'll have, like, I don't know, 20 minutes, 15 minutes for a little cat nap. Take it, put it in, nail it down. Just so that you have a little bit more structure to your day, you know? Because you know how long you need to be ventilating. You know how long it takes you to cut a wig. You know how long it takes you to set your wigs. But the business end, having everything lined up as far as clients and finding new clients and the internet marketing and just all the content we need to create as creators just to put out there, you know, to be, like, in the eye of people, to get a like. Ooh, it's a pain. It's a pain in the tuchus. So yeah. So really, get some sleep so you'll be able to be able to take the day on and really understand the day and like give you your moments. I need moments. I have so many moments in the day. So many. To points where I'm like, all right, I'm getting up. I am walking away. And then I'm coming back. You know, or my moments, I'm going out for a coffee. I don't need to. I don't even want to. Get my ass out because I need a break because my butt just fell asleep. You know what I mean? Like, you just got to go. You just got to do it. And hold yourself to it, too. You know, if you worked, I don't know, if you allotted, you know, 4 hours to work on a project and it's going to take 8 hours after you're in it to win it, you know, schedule that out. What do you have to bump? What do you have to bump over, or what do you have to stop so you can finish the rest of your day so you can go to the next day? Yeah, so you really need to do that. I can't even quote where I learned this from, to be honest, at this point. It's not mine. Is that like a warning sign? Like, douche, 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 this isn't mine. I'm just talking about it because I like the idea. If I remember what book it was, I'll let you know. All right, guys. So so it is launched. DanielCoyLive.com. Oh, yeah. What? Also, my personal website has been going live to DanielCoy.com. But for all the education, Daniel Coy Live. So that's where all the live classes are coming up. February, we have one coming up, the hair techniques for makeup artists. So check that out while you're at it. And also, I'm still waiting for ideas, guys. Like, I am literally talking out of my butt to create some content for you guys so you can actually be like, oh yeah, this is what I want to hear. You know, I'm just pulling stuff and doing my own thing. So let me know. Hit me up on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official, or you can hit me up on Facebook, Daniel Coy, or even in Wig Hackers. You can look it up on Wig Hackers on Facebook and also on Instagram. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening, and until next time. Until next time, keep it shining. Goodbye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.